Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Now, to begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio,
No.
internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, African-American, black, mixed? Thank you.
African-American,
now,
black.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
61.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction your city is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No.
And is that a no approve or no disapprove?
No approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. The first
100.
One we have, the first one we have on the list is Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, yes.
How would you rate your feelings towards her? On a scale
100.
From 0 to 100? Thank you.
100.
Then we have the Democratic Party.
80.
Then we have Tammy Baldwin.
100%.
Project 2025?
0.
The Republican Party?
A what?
The Republican Party.
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
J.D. Vance?
0.
And Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights and is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and cannot do. As president, she will fight to pass a bill that would reverse the overturning of Roe v. Wade, codifying and restoring women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion in every state, removing politicians from our private lives.
10, I guess.
Thank you. The next one is, Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors.
Yes.
By lower, well, for quality assurance purposes, I need to read everything verbatim, even though I already know your answer. Thank you. Now, she's bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people get ahead.
10.
Thank you. And the last statement we have for this section, Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people, rather than locking up more black men for nonviolent offenses, Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system.
Yeah, but
thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I have to ask once more. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
It went to for a minute. So did you hear the question or do you need it again?
Yes, I need it again because all of a sudden your voice both blacked out.
Yes.
So.
Yes, for me too. So don't worry. Now, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I have to ask once more. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
For Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Once again, any number between 0 and 10. Thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. Once again, we will use the scale between any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, a second Trump presidency means taking us backwards. It means letting racism and white supremacy thrive. It means attacking voting rights, destroying all attempts to hold police accountable for any misconduct, and erasing the history of racism and slavery from school textbooks. Trump is a threat to our safety and the advancements that past generations fought and died for. We can't go backwards. It's our responsibility to use our political power to protect our future.
Okay.
And hearing this, is this how much do you think this is? I'm sorry, let me repeat it. Do you think that this statement is not at all convincing? 5 is somewhat convincing, and 10 means very convincing reason to vote in the 2024.
10, very convincing.
Okay. 10. Thank you. Then we have banning Muslims and deporting people of color. That's what Trump's America will look like if he gets back in power. Trump has promised to round up millions of people and conduct the largest mass deportation in American history. This would involve military-style roundups, concentration camps, family separations, and the violation of both human rights and the rights of American citizens. To stop this inhumane and evil act, there is only one solution. Vote to keep Donald Trump from becoming president.
Yes.
Thank you. And the last one for this session is, Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans have a plan that they call Project 2025, which many say is a blueprint to make Trump a dictator. The plan will give the president new and unchecked powers, transforming the government into a weapon for MAGA to use against its enemies and reshape America. It eliminates the Department of Education and Social Security as we know it, bans abortion without exception, and rolls back LGBTQ plus rights, while giving more tax breaks to the wealthy. It sets up mass deportations and gives the military the power to break up protests. We must vote to stop Project 2025.
What is that, a 10 or what? I can't hear.
Yes. We want to know how convincing do you think this is to vote in the 2024 elections? 0, not at all convincing. 5 is somewhat convincing. And 10 is very convincing. Any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you very much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I have to ask one last time. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And one last time, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Any number between 0 and 10. Thank you.
Yeah.
And switching gears a bit. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes.
How long is it
going to
take? Because I don't watch all my dishes now.
We're about to finish. Only 3 more questions, and they grow back really fast.
Yes.
Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm sorry, what was that?
Last year of school I completed is 12th grade.
Oh, 12th grade. Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Okay.